Lately, I've been turning over some advice my mother gave me when I was 11. "Roland," she said, "you need three things to be happy. Something to do, something to look forward to, and someone to love." My mother isn't a sentimental person, and I believed her. Still do. Once I had all three of those things going in my life. Then my someone to love was swallowed by the dark Pacific, taking with her my something to look forward to and most of my something to do. This was some years ago. We don't heal stronger in the broken places, but we do heal. I'm a private investigator. You need certain qualities for my kind of work, such as being mostly sober, alert, and mission-driven. Durability helps too. I was once a Marine, and once a deputy, and am forever a Ford. I can take care of myself, and I am not above revenge. Most private investigators you've heard of were born of simpler times, when the world was noir and the streets were mean. But as you know, more than the streets are mean. Schools and churches, synagogues and mosques, casinos and nightclubs, a republic of violence, a gun in every hand and a million camps of grievance. Fresh menace in the air. We PIs have changed with the times. We're a tougher crew these days because we have to be. Even without our afternoon appointment, I would have recognized Dalton Strait when he came through the door of my office. We had both fought in the First Battle of Fallujah, Iraq, April 2004. Some of the darkest days of that long and wasteful war. But we never met over there. Different battalions. I knew of his decoration for valor in combat, and later learned that he'd lost half his leg to an IED, but that also wasn't why I knew his face. Now Dalton Strait, Republican, 82nd California State Assembly District, limped across the wooden floor with his wry, TV-tested smile, his wing-tipped prosthetic foot clomping heavily on the worn hardwood floor. A wrinkled navy suit, and a worn brown briefcase in one hand. He looked like a salesman on his last call of the day. We shook hands, and he sat across the desk from me, setting the briefcase on the floor. Full face, blue eyes, thick brown hair. The suit looked expensive and fit well. White shirt, a red striped tie. "Nice office," he said. "Not really." "No, but we have a lot in common." I told him I'd followed his political career. "I should have hit you up for campaign money. November's just 6 months away." "I hear it's going to be a close election," I said. Strait shrugged, gave me a blue-eyed inspection. "Then I'll put you down for a grand. That'll get out 3,000 more mailers. They're nice, three-color and glossy. You're right, the election is going to be close. My opponent is cuter than I am, and she's outspending me 4-1. I love representing the North San Diego County. I love this little Fallbrook." He nodded at the window toward Fallbrook's Main Avenue, a quaint street in a small town in the most populous state in the Union, part of his 82nd district. Fallbrook is old-fashioned, but evolving with the times. Norman Rockwell with occasional shadows. Rich and poor live together here. We try to be race tolerant. Conservative territory sprinkled with liberal outposts. And plenty of characters. Originally founded dry, there are still many more churches than bars. Classic cars sail the winding roads, grand as yachts. We grow the best avocados on earth and bill Fallbrook as the avocado capital of the world. Don't you forget it. In fact, I'd known of the Strait family since the year I moved here after Fallujah and became a deputy. The Straits were long and well known to the sheriffs, a plainly visible line of scofflaws and small-bore criminals fired into California by the Depression and the Dust Bowl. They'd settled in an east county of few people, sparse law enforcement, rugged mountains, rock-heaped hills, and low desert. Pulled themselves up from poverty, made their runs at the American dream. Their present-day patriarch was Dalton's grandfather, Virgil, a retired personal injury lawyer turned judge who'd been convicted decades ago for taking bribes. Dalton's father, who'd founded the local Better Burger fast food chain, had been wounded during an armed robbery of his flagship store in El Centro 21 years ago and remained bedridden ever since. Last I'd heard, Dalton's younger sister, Tola, was running a string of almost legal marijuana dispensaries in and around San Diego, while his older brother, Kirby, had just finished prison time on fraud and tax evasion charges. Dalton turned from the window to me, used his hands to lift and cross his plastic leg over the flesh and bone one, a silent flinch.